Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spinkola Speaks. This is Anna Spinkola. Our guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexasblogspot.com. And you were talking about the Walton family. And, you know, is it kind of a coincidence, or was it kind of orchestrated this way? But there are two Walton families. Wasn't there a television series by the name of the Waltons? And it was kind of based on a book, Spencer's Mountain. And it made them seem like a nice, I never watched it. I don't watch much TV. But they were, you know, just a regular family, and they were just, you know, they were, I don't know what they were, but they were characterized as a typical American family. And then you have the Waltons, which is, as you say, one of the richest families in the world, and their wealth came from Bud and Sam Walton, the founders of Walmart.
Well, and not to pick on Presbyterians, but isn't it interesting that some of the greatest scoundrels of American history, of the 20th century, at least, were people like Woodrow Wilson, good Presbyterian, John Templeton, good Presbyterian, knighted by the Queen. Then there was, Sam Walton.
Yes.
And then there was, of course, the Bush families, the father and son, good Presbyterians.
Hmm.
These people knew what was going on. The Bass family, by the way, are the largest shareholders in Disney. Disney Studios is owned by headed by Michael Eisner today. Mm-hmm. But, the people on the right, Deanna, are just as fooled as people on the left. And until we see the communitarian agenda for what it is and understand its workings and understand some of its principal components, which is to understand what is the Hegelian dialectic and how it works. And remember, this comes down to how it works inside your own mind. And if I'll diverge for just a second, and the very best introduction that I have found to at least introduce people to the Hegelian dialectic, its processes, and how it ties in to communitarianism is to go to YouTube and simply listen to a song from the Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, and it's called Us and Them. But choose the one with lyrics. Listen to the song and read the lyrics. Then open another tab, go back to YouTube, and type in the keywords sheep in wolf's clothing, the Fabian Society, communitarianism, and the New World Order. And that's by a talented young man out of Rochester, New York, named Matt Jarvie, and his YouTube channel is M. Mary D. David Jarve, J-A-R-V. A wolf in sheep's clothing. And contrast, because that particular short video tutorial employs the same song, the same tune as the Pink Floyd tune. And there you'll understand that when we buy into this us versus them dialectic, which always produces conflict, then we're always going to be at war not only with ourselves, but with others.
Right. All righty. We've got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access, all lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. And Brenda reminded me that the analogy actually uses not a crab, but a frog. I'm a much better writer than I am a spokesperson. But anyway, that was kind of funny. When I read her email, I just started laughing. All righty. Continue. Well, and we do have some callers lining up, so.
Oh, well, great. That's one of the things that attracts me to RBN. I just think it's wonderful. The callers, the hosts, it's such a refreshing departure from mainstream news outlets, that's for certain.
Right. All right, shall we take a caller?
Certainly, sure.
Okay, let's take Norm in Buffalo.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Today is a gift. Today, I've been a student of RBN University for some time now, and you're my two favorite professors, I must say.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You've been referring to Ayn Rand and whatnot, and I was wondering if you two could comment on a fellow by the name of Armin Heimer.
Oh, and my.
You could, while you're on the topic of dialectic and his influence in Occidental Petroleum, and he's probably personally responsible for the forming of OPEC and different things, and now we've got these fiat carbon credits, which are coming out of the Gore family, which was his protege, and it's ongoing, and I would like to hear your comments on it, and I've also been following Nikki Rapallo before on communitarianism, even before I found RBN, so I would just like to hear your impressions of how he had upset the system we have now, his influence with Eleanor Roosevelt, things like that. His autobiography is scathing, really, that some of the things he had the nerve to put in there. I would recommend anybody read it if they can.
Oh, yes, they are so blatant in what they want to do with us. It's amazing.
Yes.
Well, shall I weigh in?
Yes.
Yes, please. I'm all ears, please.
Well, it's important to note that, Armin Hammer was certainly an insider. But what we need to be cognizant of is that many of our heroes on the right and or libertarian heroes were actually quite a part of this same agenda that we're speaking to today. And here I'm speaking of people like Henry Hazlitt, Friedrich von Hayek, Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, Ayn Rand, most certainly. These people were also insiders, and they knew what was going on. They signaled as much in their works, in their writings, and as you mentioned, the autobiography of Armin Hammer. But yeah, capitalism itself, and it was capitalist interest right here in America that frankly funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Let's never forget that.
Right, through New York City, yes.
Well, and they were trained in New Jersey on a Rockefeller compound.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
But Armin Hammer. Go ahead.
He was the son of Russian-born Jewish immigrants Julius and Rose Hammer, and his parents named him after the arm and hammer symbol of the Socialist Labor Party of America, and he was a Bolshevik agent. He assisted in the formation of the American Communist Party and advocated support for the Bolsheviks. In 1921, he went to the Soviet Union and stayed until late 1930. And of course, the Jews were deeply involved in the revolution to destroy the Tsar and Christian Russia.
That's fascinating. One of the things he was involved with in the lead mines for graphite for writing instruments. It's almost would have been like the internet of the day, where he could control the disinformation. That was one of his.
Yes, that's very interesting.
Yes.
But that's good that you've been looking into Nikki Rapana's research.
She's fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Living Outside the Dialectic. I can't recommend her and her daughter, Nordica Friedrich's books, often enough. The first one was called 2020, Our Common Destiny. And the second one was entitled The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, which is divided in two parts. The first is entitled What is the Hegelian Dialectic? And
okay.
The second part is entitled The Historical Evolution of Communitarian Thinking. This is a very important set of books, which have today been combined into one book that you can find very easily online. I think it's like $20-$25.
She got it in print? She did get it in print then?
They are in print. Okay. However, she's struggling. Right now, she's homeless again.
Again? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's literally trying to live her life outside the dialectic, as her blog proclaims. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to discover her or her work, just type in the words Living Outside the Dialectic, and they'll easily find it. But, you know, Nikki for more than 10 years now, since the late 90s, early 2000, has been virtually the only one that you could find on the internet that was doing serious research and posting her findings on the internet.
That's why the more we can expose people to her theories and line of work, and that we're doing her a favor and doing ourselves a favor at the same time.
Well, we're doing ourselves and our children a favor more than anything, because let's face it, most of us folks over 50, let's bear in mind, though it's not entirely our fault, all of this has come about and come to its fruition on our watch, the so-called baby boomers.
Well, you said it best. With our consent, we did it, and we have to own up to it and try to change it for the future generations. So, yes. I'm going to say bid you well, goodbye, and let somebody else give their opinion, please.
All right. Thank you so much,
Norm. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you
very much. Bye now.
Thank you. All right. Joe emailed a comment. He says, the commies actually broadcast their intentions and their accomplishments. The book, The Greatest Generation, and later, Saving Private Ryan, Band of Brothers, were to continue the soldier worship cult in America, and he spells America with a K, and beef up patriotism in preparation for the pre-planned war on terror. And remember the 1946 movie, The Best Years of Our Lives. I just wonder what they are trying to say with the abundance of space alien invasion and post-apocalyptic dystopia movies. And that is from Joe.
It's all agitprop. It's just that. But we can also say that there are softer forms of despotism. Remember, it was de Tocqueville who actually coined those words, soft despotism, what I term agitprop. Remember, agitation appeals to the emotion. Propaganda appeals to the mind. Propaganda can be true or untrue. It's makes no distinction. It's simply propaganda. And agitation is kind of like a cattle herder or a goat herder might use a staff of a rod of iron to herd his sheep, or an electric cattle prod to move them along to slaughter.
Indeed.
Lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I do that frequently also. Why don't we take another caller?
Of course.
Let's take Bill in Idaho. Bill, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Miss Deanna. Thanks so very much. Bless all the broadcasters and certainly our guests this morning. It's a true Larkian pleasure and honor. I just wanted to...
Thank you, Bill.
You're very kind and gracious. I just wanted to, thank all of you in the new, true media of our Lord's army, our Lord Jesus, that would stand for righteousness, truth, and the knowledge of the truth that would set us all free. It's just absolutely encouraging to hear young voices, you and Miss Deanna and so many others, that are causing a whole entire revolution of mind, heart, body, and soul. The soul of the Republic is at risk by virtue of a morphine and silent pulpit that can't hear Romans 13, let alone 13:1.
All righty.
Well, that word republic is problematic.
Yes, it is.
Because I think if we go back in time and we actually review Plato's Republic, and we understand that Plato is just like Aristotle.
Exactly.
Aristotle was the student of Plato. He actually wanted to call, and may in fact have called what was called the Republic, actually politeia, which was a collective form of governance or management.
Right. All righty. We've got to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back. Thank you so much, Bill, for calling in. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Lark. Is Lark in Texas? Blogspot.com, and we have some more callers. Let's take Jerry. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. With a lot of off-hour conversations with Lark in Texas, learning and him sharing with me the word agitprop, I'd like to maybe go back to the beginning of your program today when y'all were talking about social contracts. Would that be okay?
Sure.
When you read in the Declaration of Independence something called laws of nature,
mm-hmm.
When someone hunts that back, you will trace this back to Jacques Rousseau, and you will find that it means social contracts, of which, you know, John Locke was a student of Rousseau's and employed the laws of nature or social contracts right in the Declaration of Independence. When people see the next phrase, nature's God, it appeals to their emotions. And they don't think that nature's God, that means that nature is possessive of God. This is the New Age movement, or, you know, Mother Earth nature. When people go down to the next paragraph and they look at unalienable, and if people are endowed by unalienable or unalienable, then there would be no problems. The word unalienable is fictitious. And when then you look at the word after it, rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, never in the Word of God is man ever granted rights. He's only granted responsibilities and duties. Anyway, I suggest that the Declaration of Independence was indeed, by the Masonic Lodge guys, you know, their plan. And the first two paragraphs, if you constantly read it, you see that it's, you know, all witchcraft, if you will. And I wondered what your comments might be on that.
Well, I personally agree with you.
I should be noted, as an aside, that on the Jefferson Memorial today is, instead of that word unalienable, that word inalienable.
Yes.
And so, and that's, it's really, what you're proffering is simply an example of how words have always been used you know, for our benefit and to our detriment at the same time. I'll offer this observation for you to mull on. There is a website that's called Opposite Word. It's a website for people interested in antonyms, the opposites of words. And I believe it is opposite-word, either .com or .org. But if you type in the word word to determine what somebody else might have reasoned was the opposite for meaning of that word word, I can tell you this, 5 years or so ago, the opposite of the word word was that word silent. And yet today, if you do the same, or at least it was a year or two ago, you type in the word word at opposite-word.com or .org to determine its antonym, that word is now pleasant. And this actually goes right along with the communitarian agenda, particularly the secular humanist agenda. Because if you look at people like Richard Dawkins, an avowed atheist, and one of his British contemporaries, A.C. Grayling, you will see that what these secular humanists want us to, the way they want us socially engineered, is to appeal to sensations of happiness and pleasure. We see this in the public schools today, where knowledge and true history is not taught. Even conflicting versions of history are not taught in favor of what's called the P20 agenda. P20 is preschool through even the graduate levels. The fact of the matter is anybody involved in public or university higher education today is involved in organized crime. They absolutely are involved in organized crime. And you can determine these things by simply reading the latest article, for instance, by Charlotte Iserby in News with Views. But especially to go to a website that I've discovered of late called Invisible Serfs Collar. S-E-R-F as in Sam, for serfs, like indentured servants, and collar, like the collar of a shirt or a dress. And you'll actually see a brass collar worn by an indentured servant from 1700. And, of course, her blog is called, that would be Robin Eubanks. She's going to be a guest on my program sometime about the start of the new school year. But the truth of the matter is that if any parent, if anybody, would simply take a look at her work and that of Charlotte Iserby's, they have to ask themselves very seriously, is it not child abuse?
Sure.
Any child in America attend a public school or a college or university?
Absolutely.
Deanna, right. Would I be able to offer one more comment about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Sure, but we got to take a 3-minute break, and then we'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Larkin, Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com, and we have Jerry on the phone who wanted to say something more about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I was going to break into song for you, but I changed my mind.
Okay. It would have been a fine interlude.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Anyway, the analysis that Lark made about the Seven Dwarfs being the German people, it goes a little deeper than that, I would offer. If you look in the book of Leviticus, you find that no dwarf is allowed to make a bread offering to God. So they put them, the German people, into a category of people that have genetic or blemish defects. So it goes a little deeper on, you know, on the part of Disney as to slander the German people and say that they cannot make an offering to God.
Not to mention it may have been a slander on dwarfs.
Well, dwarfs are not allowed to make an offering to God according to the book of Leviticus. They got a genetic defect. They've got a blemish. And people don't want to get into, you know, what somebody that has the wrong genes is. They think everybody's the same. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, as all men are created equal, it's not true. Not according to the Word of God. Christ says he's got sheep, and they're going to heaven, and he says then there's goats, and they're going to lake of fire. Different people. Anyway, thank you very much, Deanna, for having Lark on. He's always working on the meanings of words, and I try to do that myself.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry.
Thanks.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Jerry.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. You know, music is very interesting, and a lot of times we sing songs and we don't actually listen to the words. But even when you look at Onward Christian Soldiers, which is a song that links Christianity and mass killing, and when you look at who wrote the song and that it was a famous Freemason marching hymn, then you begin to kind of wonder. And music kind of touches our heart. Soul-stirring lyrics set to inspiring music constitute a very powerful medium. And composers use that to introduce and ingrain desired emotions. And so, anyway,
well, that's
let's...
That's very true. That's very true, Deanna. And I want to say, make mention as an aside, that I've become very engrossed in the work of the research of Jennifer Lake.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Of Lake. As it relates to the biological engineering. I mean, we can certainly point to the fluoride in the water. We can point to the Gwen, then the cell phone towers, and we can look at the chemtrailing of the skies.
And vaccines and stuff, and that's all biological weapons, I think.
Yeah, but a person who's really kind of putting all the pieces together, I would offer, is Jennifer Lake. And I also want to make mention of this. Unwittingly, Americans have become involved in organized crime, in racketeering of the worst kind. We know this with the allopathic medical industry.
Oh, yes.
We know this with the so-called legal industry. We know this with the public school system today. And when we look at the, and of course, the politicians... well, these people simply cannot be trusted, and we cannot put our trust in any politician.
Of course not.
And just like you would never want to put your trust into an allopathic physician, these people are robotically controlled. They were indoctrinated to careerism and to credentialism. And these, you know, even people like the our captains of industry, the people in the highest ranks of our military today, and this is something that's been repeated by Alan Watt and keen observers like Chris Hinckley of Road Warrior Radio of this network, they are, in fact, victims themselves of the Stockholm Syndrome. It's absolutely true that these what is being taught today in, like, the Army War College is Amitai Etzioni's book called Security First. Amitai Etzioni, of course, is called the father of communitarianism in this country. We can refer to an article which can still be found online, 1996 in Slate magazine, called The ABCs of Communitarianism by one, guess who? Fareed Zakaria, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations today and currently involved in a controversy where he was dismissed temporarily by Time magazine as well as CNN. He has a broadcast every Sunday at 12 noon central called Fareed Zakaria GPS. It is astounding the level of brainwashing and indoctrination that every member of our society has been subjected to, including our so-called leaders and the pillars of our community.
How true.
But your observations about sound are also very worthy of discussion. But if you wish, let's go back to the callers.
All righty. Bill called back. He forgot to ask his question. So, Bill, welcome back. And you have a question for Lark.
Yeah, exactly, and thank you so very much, Ms. Dana. I just wanted to ask, considering that Overcast would be prior paperclip and that the good doctor had observed so many times the response of society to a cultural and or spiritual issue of total societal collapse. collapse. When's Nuremberg? What zip code Nuremberg? By virtue of the biblical mandate of those warriors, there's so many of them, it's obviously even Larkian for you to identify all of them. You might consider offering your students even Emery, Dave Emery, a lot of audio, a lot of instructional.
Well, I do not endorse Dave Emery's stuff. I just don't. I'm sorry.
I understand that. It's just by one way of example, by virtue of what I hear Lark mentioning, considering Miss Potok's energy to create a new media that ultimately would cause a revolution of heart, mind, and soul that would be, according to our Lord's will, totally bloodless.
Did you have a question?
Not blameless. Could you mention which zip code for Nuremberg and the righteousness of biblical justice at a spiritual level, considering Zionazi war criminals.
Bill, you said that you were coming back on to ask a question. This does not sound like a question, so I'm going to go on to other callers. Okay?
I feel very badly that that's the situation, but nonetheless, it's still the situation.
I don't think so. Okay, thank you very much, Bill. Let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania.
I'm just a working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine. Oops, I got to get down. Good afternoon, Deanna.
I used to dance to that song, my friend.
But didn't we all sing those songs when you brought up that subject about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and you think, hi-ho, hi-ho, you know, you just automatically start singing it. Right?
And by the way, that's the Mothersbaugh brothers, two Jewish guys that were in university in Ohio at the time. They're now quite successful doing musical scores for television and movies, that song. But I remember actually hearing that song in discotheques, which was quite a variance of the type of music that was being played at that time, if you recall.
Well, Deanna, I very much appreciate your spirit. I very much appreciate your genius of perspective of what's going on. It seems that the deeper that we go into this coal mine, or I would hope it would be a gold mine, but I don't think we're finding much coal or gold. But I know we're finding a whole lot of canaries, and they're all dead.
Right.
Keep finding canaries, dead canaries. Now, for the common man, I can appreciate what you guys are talking about. For the common person, this is way, way, way out of their park. They won't even know where to start. And there's a whole lot of catching up to do, and we don't have a whole lot of time to catch up. And it seems to me that, you know, what I look for when I'm listening to you is some reference points that I can hang on to that are solid reference points, so I can navigate through this maze to the truth and for something that I can hold on to and also activate within me to do something about it. But I got to tell you it's challenging to me. And it's challenging my intellect, so I don't know where to be. You know, it's intellectually challenging, and sometimes it's intellectually depressing, and sometimes it's intellectually orgasmic. Well, that's fantastic, but at the end of the day, what do we do about all this? See, what do we do about all of it? I mean, we can get into the finer points and dissect it. How many times can we dissect it? How many times and how many, you know? I mean, I guess... some of these players in time that we of our age refer to as some solid reference points. Now you guys are bringing up that they themselves may have been victims they were pawns in the scheme. Maybe they were knowing, and maybe many of them were unknowing pawns, but they were, you know. I disagree with your guess, Lark, in that on the one point that that we weren't doing anything about it. Well, I have to tell you, this is multi-generational. The roots of this foundation for this scheme came way before the three of us and the baby
exactly.
boomers came along. Way before. So
right.
So. And now we're trying to get a handle on it and try to figure out what the truth is, what the core foundation is, how we can take down what's going on and resurrect something that's foundational, that's the truth. And I don't know that we can. I don't. Maybe it's supposed to all just, you know, fall away. And it's just we're in it. You know,
there is a collective memory that all human beings have. And let's not forget that civilization itself began with agriculture and what we can term correctly as human farming. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Well, this thing called slavery is one of the oldest human enterprises. It absolutely is, and it calls for the enslavement of the minds by those who are regarded as the high priest, the heroes of our social structures, our tribes. And I would offer this. I regard all people as both experts imbued with certain amounts of expertise, as well as students. They are both teachers and students. Every human being, no matter their race, color, creed, or age, or even nationality. And when we realize that it's the golden rule that for 2,000 years has held civilization together, and we realize how even the golden rule is being spun out of existence, it truly is, because if we read the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and we understand that even communitarian law, which should be regarded as a body of law, calls for, frankly, the destruction of the golden rule. We understand the plight that we face in our future. Ike, in his famous farewell address, he mentioned that we be wary of the military-industrial complex.
And he should know, because he was a big part of it.
That's right. But should we not also remember that he made mention in nearly the same breath, this so-called scientific technological complex? And that's why I think it's important for any of your listeners who want to go to my website and go to the program notes entitled Word Clouds or War Clouds, they'll see a listing of the isms, the schools of thought, which actually support communitarianism today. And if they'll take the time and just get a cursory understanding of what these words mean, may take note of my own brief notes to describe these words, they will see it. It'll eventually come together. And we will see how, when we look in the mirror every day, we have to ask ourselves a question. In what way or in what manner are my activities feeding right into this communitarian hellish future for all of us? We have to realize right. that you know, we're conditioned to basically just go get a job and do as we're told and to be good corporate citizens. And we don't realize that this entire society is ruled by way of the law of necessity. And even the engines of the economy, the technological innovations, including the computers, they're all geared towards the future world, which was envisioned by people like Frederick Winslow Taylor, He invented something called Taylorism. He did the first time motion studies. We are compartmentalized by access to knowledge and by how we see ourselves in the world. But in most respects, a communitarian society is quite diabolical in its scope. We have to see the forest for the trees so that we can begin to learn how to correctly navigate through the forest, I think.
Right.
Well, Deanna, my take on this is that we the people are in an abusive relationship with these.
Oh, absolutely. And I can feel your frustration.
Surely.
Yeah.
All righty, we do need to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River. For $1,395, quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. And did Mark hang up, or is he still with us?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All righty. We do have another caller, but if you'd like to make a concluding remark or question, that would be good.
Well, like, we go into the minutiae of all this stuff with our intellect, and we figure out, you know, that we've been wronged. I mean, how, like, again, how many canaries do we need to find? So the thing is, what do we do about it? I don't think we solve the problem with the same mind that created it. I think we have to go to our spirit of who we really are as soulful beings. And this is deeper than intellect. It's good to notice things with the intellect, but I believe that we're coming into a new consciousness. I think that's what this whole mind thing is about, the mind prophecies and all this, that we're coming into a new perspective of who we really are as powerful human beings, creative, loving, supportive, caring human beings on this planet called Earth. I think that's where we're about ready to have a breakthrough, too. And hopefully we don't destroy each other as we go through this birth channel. And I believe that's what we're really doing.
Well, that's what we're being led to be doing, I think. Otherwise, I agree with you entirely. I would suggest that the measure of the man is not in his vocabulary. And so when I think of what may or may not have been the first words ever uttered by a human being, by man, I would suggest that we look to biblical sources like the Bible and realize that even that word love has several definitions and meanings and interpretations, but that the highest expression of love is that word agape. If you can imagine a caveman peering outside at all before him and all of his senses engaged in, frankly, wonderment, his mouth agape, there we understand the nature of God and man's perception and connection to God. There is no separation. Separation itself is illusion. But we have really nothing to fear about the future. If we come to center and we realize those things that are important, and we should not be misled. We must think as individuals who really assert our right to be free and independent, sentient beings. And to the extent that we take this thing called the Golden Rule to heart or not is quite important.
Well, thank you, Diana, very much. Deanna, thank you very much for being a surrogate for truth, and also you, Lark. And thank you for being daring enough to ask these questions. I just hope we can hang on long enough to make it through this birth channel. It's a time. I know there's some good things on the other side and through this. So thank you again.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your call. Well, we have run out of time. Unfortunately, we do not have time to take another call. But thank you so much, Lark, for being on my program. It's been very delightful.
Well, I just want you to know, Deanna, that my goal is to find one of your quilts one day.
Bless your heart. Thank you, Lark, and thank you, callers, and thank you, listeners. Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you against